Former Montana First Lady Betty Babcock has died. The wife of former Governor Tim Babcock passed away yesterday in Helena. She was 91 years old. Betty Babcock was known for pushing hard for passage of the 1972 Montana Constitution, a renovation of the state capitol building, and other issues. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce has this remembrance.
Montana Republican Party Chairman Will Deshaw describes her as an immeasurably kind woman who wouldn't say an ill word about anyone.
I remember a time when my wife walked up to her and said, "What a lovely brooch that is. Where can I find one?" And she said, "Right here," and just handed it to her. That's the type of person that she was.
Born Betty Lee, she met Tim Babcock in high school. They married in 1941, and she worked in a Glendive ration office while he fought in Europe in World War II. Tim Babcock was elected to the lieutenant governor's office in 1960 after serving as a Republican state legislator. He took over as governor in 1962 after then-governor Donald Nutter died in a plane crash. Babcock was governor until 1969 with Betty by his side as first lady. Afterwards, she served as a Republican delegate to the 1972 Montana Constitutional Convention. Longtime state politics reporter with Lee Newspapers, Chuck Johnson, says she served an important role.
I think Betty particularly because the convention was dominated by Democrats, big Democratic majority. But Betty Babcock, unlike some Republicans in the convention, went out and was a strong advocate for its passage.
Johnson says Babcock donated an office in Helena's Colonial Inn, then owned by her and her husband, that served as home base for get-out-the-vote efforts on ratification of the Constitution.
It squeaked by about 2,500 votes, and I think Betty's role was very significant.
Betty Babcock went on to serve in the Montana House of Representatives, and later in life, she volunteered her time to raise money for causes she believed in, such as a major restoration of the state capitol building in the 90s, or construction of a new Montana Historical Society museum building, which has yet to come to fruition. Johnson says Babcock was a committed Republican, but some of the big projects she championed were outside the party.
She really reached across party lines. She was a beloved figure on both sides of the aisle.
Montana GOP Chairman Will Deshaw says the state needs more people in public service like Betty Babcock, people willing to bridge political gaps.
She made up her mind that things would be a benefit for the state and or the party, and she convinced people that it was so, and that will be missed.
She went to the 1984 Republican National Convention as a Montana delegate for Ronald Reagan. Serving alongside her was a 21-year-old Montana State University student named Steve Daines. Daines is now Montana's U.S. congressman.
I've always looked up to Betty Babcock as an example of the kind of people that we want to see in Montana involved in leading and serving our state. She is gracious. She understands that public service is about serving the people. It's not about the people serving the government.
Daines says her kind heart extended to all Montanans, regardless of party. The Montana State website has a history of the passage of the 1972 Constitution. In it, Betty Babcock says cooperation was key to that document's success. "We didn't fight each other," she said. "We didn't always agree, but we did work together." I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.